tells you about managing your money. Now he gives you the word on money. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yes, well, we are very pleased to be able to offer you such good resources every single week. And I hope that you'll tell your friends and keep coming back, because that's what we're working for at Kevin McCullough Radio every single day. And it is a wonderful thing to be able to set the newspaper down for a second and to concentrate on just one little simple thought about how we live and how that relates to being a steward of the things that God has given us. And that's the vision for why we do The Word on Money with David Fisher. David, welcome back. It's always good to have you. Always are ready to talk to us about the markets, but we like to take this little time out first and talk about something of biblical truth. And today you've picked a passage from Exodus 4. Talk to us.
Well, I'm always amazed how the Lord sees our weaknesses as our strength, and that's what this scripture kind of refers to. And it says this, "Please, Lord," Moses replied, and this is Moses talking, "I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and tongue." And the Lord said to him, "Who gave man his mouth, or who makes the mute or the deaf, the sighted or the blind? Is it not I, the Lord?" So here we are. Let's go back. God is calling Moses to be his leader of his of God's children who are in bondage and slavery in Egypt, and he wants to he's picking Moses to be that person to lead them into the promised land. Many theologians and the scriptures allude to this, that Moses had a speaking problem. Some say he had a slow tongue, he had a speech defect, he stuttered, he stammered, and Moses knew his weakness. Yet that very weakness is the very thing that God asked him to be his mouthpiece. Hmm. Why, why did the Lord choose somebody in their weakness to be the leader of God's chosen people? The whole people in bondage, God is choosing a person with his greatest weakness to speak on behalf of them when he has a speech problem. That's the wisdom of God. God is calling all of us to be his servant, and it's not based upon who we think we are. It's based upon how God sees us. And, you know, God uses humbled people to do great things, and usually he uses our weaknesses as showing how great and incredible God is, because the scripture at the end, it says, "Is it not I, the Lord?" So, but you know, when God calls us to do great things, we usually look at ourselves, not who the Lord is, and that's very normal. And so this is just another reminder, Kevin, to fix our eyes upon the author and the finisher, the person who, the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, who is the one who forms us into his image as we yield to him. He can do great things with us in our weaknesses, where our weaknesses becomes our strength. Because obviously, the Lord did use Moses, but Moses could have said no. But as he yielded, he did great things with the with inside Moses and led the people out of bondage.
Good reminder. And I like that reminder that God excels most in using humble vessels. The easily the biggest trouble I've ever gotten into in life is the minute that I start thinking that I'm special in some way. Yeah. And the second that I do that, I almost always go over the line in terms of making mistakes and doing things I shouldn't do. But when we are humbled, when we are reminded that our strengths and abilities, be they good, strong, bad, indifferent, ugly, whatever, they are his tools to use. And when he uses them, they work his perfect will. All right, good stuff. The Word on Money. You want to get any of David's Word on Money thoughts, they're all available at the podcast page, KMC Radio. Stay with us. The Money Monday next.